Welcome to installment 217 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments, continuing our discussion of the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, ritual impurity and purity. We will continue our discussion of positive commandment 104, discussing the status of a Zav, a man that has suffered an abnormal discharge, and begin our discussion of positive commandment 96 regarding the impurity conveyed by Nevela, meat from a kosher animal that has not been properly slaughtered, or the meat of a non-kosher species. As we have been discussing, positive commandment 104 deals with the law governing a Zav, the impurity of a Zav. In Hebrew, Zav literally means a flowing. In this case, an abnormal, unnatural flowing from the reproductive organ of a man. Even though the verse in Chumash speaks about a flow mibsarei, from his flesh, it does not refer to a flowing any place from the flesh, but just as in the female counterpart, a zava, the flow referred to is an unnatural flow issuing from her reproductive organs, so too in the case of a zav, it's not anywhere from his flesh, but from his reproductive organ. And this is a flow which signifies a sickness, a certain illness. And it is not the natural flow, but rather one which comes without any sensation whatsoever. Should this happen only once to a person, and he should only see such an issue once, he does not attain the full impurity of a Zav. Should it happen twice, however, then he becomes totally impure, and must actually have 7 clean days, just as today, a woman, after her menstrual period, must have 7 days where she sees no detection of blood whatsoever before she can immerse in a mikveh. So too, the Zav, after having seen such a flow twice, also must check himself to make sure there has been no further issue for 7 consecutive days. Should a Zav see 3 times, not merely twice, then he is equally impure, but must go through the additional process of bringing sacrifices before he can retain reobtain his previous status of purity. He must bring 2 birds, pigeons or turtle doves, one as a chatos, a sin offering, and one as an eilah, a burnt offering. The sin offering is for atonement of whatever sin that he committed, since obviously, as our sages tell us, this sickness was brought upon him as a punishment for some act which he has done. The ola, or burnt offering, is a sign of gratitude, thanking God for healing him from this terrible condition. The laws of a zav are included by the Rambam in a special section called Hilchas Mishkav Meishav, the laws pertaining to an impurity conveyed even when someone sits or lies down, meaning that if a Zav should sit upon a pile of mattresses, even though he has not touched the lower mattresses directly, all of them become impure, and a person that later on touches or sits upon one of these mattresses also will become impure, such is the intense impurity of the Zav. Positive commandment number 96 deals with another type of impurity, tumas nevela, the impurity conveyed by a carcass of a dead animal. Although we have discussed many forms of impurity prior to this commandment, we can see from the number in Sefer HaMitzvahs, positive commandment 96, that the Rambam lists this previously. He therefore uses this commandment as a place to explain his general principle in counting these types of impurity as positive commandments. And he explains, why is it that he counts them as positive commandments? When we have a particular type of impurity, let us say tumas meis, the impurity conveyed by a dead body, the commandment is not that we are required to do a certain act, such as touching the dead body and making ourselves impure. Neither are we instructed to refrain from an action, not to become impure due to contact with a dead body. Rather, here the commandment is the law governing this type of impurity. Under what conditions will one become impure? Or what's a certain object or a certain person, under what conditions will he convey impurity? Only in such a situation will a person or object become impure, and in another one not. And the obeyance and following of these laws is the positive commandment. Not that there is a certain act which we are commanded to do, but rather the laws governing them, they themselves are the commandment. As the Rambam quotes from the Sifra, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verses 8 and 24, two verses which seem to conflict with each other regarding the impurity of nevela, of a carcass. One verse says, "Uvenivlosam leisigo," that you may not touch a carcass. Another verse says, "Ulaele titamo," and you should impurify yourself to these. From the first verse, it apparently would seem that the punishment for touching a carcass would be malchus, lashes. Since it says, do not touch, then the touching would be a violation of this commandment. On the other hand, when it says, to these you shall impurify yourselves, it would seem that we must positively go and walk to the object and make sure we impurify ourselves by touching the nevela. How can we reconcile these two? And the Sifra answers that it's reshus, that neither is it a positive commandment to become impure, and not a prohibition from becoming impure, rather it's reshus, it's in the middle. Should one desire to become impure, there is no prohibition against it. That is, unless a person wishes to enter the temple, or unless he is a kohen who must enter the temple to serve. On the other hand, he has no positive commandment to make himself impure. He can if he wants, which is the idea of reshus. The positive commandment is, when does he become impure, and then what laws govern his behavior when he is in this impure state? For example, the Rambam says that anyone that is impure or tameh must be expelled and dwell outside the Machane Shechina, the camp of the Shechina, which corresponded in the temple in Jerusalem to the camp of the Israelites, the courtyard, the Ezras Yisrael. In addition, a person who has become impure may not touch Kadesh, sanctified hallowed food. He may not touch it, and he may not eat it. This then is a general principle to remember throughout all of the laws of purity, that when the Rambam says it is a positive commandment, he is not referring to a particular act, but rather the laws governing when this impurity will apply and under what conditions it is transferred. In the case of nevela, for example, not only through touching can one become impure, tumas maga, touching, but also tumas masa, that even through carrying the object, the carrying the carcass, or even a kizayis, 1 ounce of the dead animal, one will become impure, although there was no direct contact, since the piece of meat was in a plate or some other object. Nevertheless, the person will become impure. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.